I'm Patty Ranahan, and I'm an associate professor at Concordia University, and I'm working with Jennifer White from the University of Victoria on a project with the Canadian Mental Health Association, British Columbia Division, in which we conducted a focus ethnography over a three-year project. So in 2015, the Canadian Mental Health Association of British Columbia was given $3 million by the British Columbia Ministry of Health to implement two suicide prevention gatekeeper training programs, applied suicide intervention skills training and Safe Talk. And they were asked to do this over a three-year period between 2015 and 2018, with the intention of training 20,000 British Columbians in one of these two workshops. In the second phase of our data collection, we conducted field observations with 4 out of 5 regional coordinators in the province. Now, the regional coordinators were hired to oversee coordination and implementation of these two gatekeeper training programs within specific geographic boundaries or regions in the province. So we spent some time with 4 of those regional coordinators watching and observing and interviewing them as they did their work, as they conducted their tasks towards implementing these two programs. And some of the things that really stood out for us was context coming to the foreground. Like Penelope Hall and colleagues says, context moving from that background position that it often is in any kind of health promotion initiatives to the foreground. And how it did that for us was the geographic context in which these two programs were being implemented. For example, we all know that British Columbia has a lot of mountains, and this is wonderful and beautiful. However, it makes certain communities inaccessible for a good portion of the year. And given that these two gatekeeper training programs were designed to be delivered in person, for some areas, for some regions, this cut their implementation time in half. What was a 3-year project became a 1.5-year project, given that they couldn't access some of the areas of the province. In addition to the seasonal concerns in terms of making areas of the province unreachable at certain times of year, in 2017, there was a very significant wildfire season, which resulted in the displacement of over 65,000 British Columbians. And so that really, for some areas of the province, the Gatekeeper Training Initiative was stopped. It was time standing still in terms of implementation because resources needed to be redirected towards the wildfire effort. In smaller towns, it has a very distinct feel in terms of how things are done. So smaller towns are characterized by word of mouth, so and tangible promotion materials. You do give out your business card, you hang up your poster, you shake hands, you talk to people in person about the Gatekeeper Training Project. And that is really distinct within the small town environment, the small town context. This is great in terms of being known and promoting the project, but it also served as a bit of a barrier for some community members to participate because they may have issues around confidentiality or anonymity in terms of showing up. You may know somebody in the workshop and that might have a different feel for you. One of the stories that really hit home for us was a regional coordinator sharing an experience as a trainer going into a community, delivering the workshop, and a workshop participant stopping or interrupting at one point and saying, "Hey, you know what? What is more important for us is that we have heat in the winter time." In fact, the person had said that they steal furniture and break into other people's homes in order to have wood to burn for heat in the winter time. And for this regional coordinator, that was a real powerful moment in which they realized that gatekeeper training, in a sense, was a bit of a downstream distraction from some of the living conditions that were more upstream or more in the preventative place that could be done in order to make communities be life promoting, in order for communities to be inhabitable for community members. There were often stories about people coming to gatekeeper training based on being compelled to come. So regional coordinators noticed that who was attending training were often people who were personally or professionally impacted by suicide. And so training became a bit of a vehicle for people to come together around a topic that is often taboo, or often there are very few places, if at all any, to talk about suicide. And one regional coordinator said to us very clearly, you know, there's no one who's ever not been touched by suicide in some way in their workshops. So that's something that really stood out. Another thing that stood out was that regional coordinators started to move away from kind of a focus on reaching that 20,000 target to thinking about ways that communities needed to be readied, if you will, or community readiness in order to understand why there were empty seats in training, why not everybody was just flooding to the training. So this idea of readiness started to create different types of pathways, different options for people to come together and talk about suicide and engage around that topic. One story that really stands out is a lantern walk event that was created within one community and subsequently transposed to other communities as well. Now, the lantern walk was an event that took place on World Suicide Prevention Day. And what the regional coordinator did in that community was get together with a whole bunch of different community organizations and create these mason jar lanterns that had inspirational messages written on the side and a candle on the inside. And in their community, there's a very small lake with a path that goes around the periphery of the lake. And the path around the periphery was lit by these lanterns on this event one evening on the World Suicide Prevention Day. And there was music and there was food and people could do the walk around the lake. And it was very much a low barrier way for people to just engage around the topic of suicide without any commitment to do anything further. Now, that's not to say that the Gatekeeper Training Initiative and brochures about, you know, the workshops weren't available, because they were, but it moved into more of a secondary place. And the regional coordinator at the time talked about how if people can come together and there can be hope fostered and there can be healing fostered, then perhaps they can move to helping by participating in training. So the lantern walk really is one pathway that was constructed for people to come together, for communities to come together and engage around the topic of suicide. Recruitment was still a concern, for sure, in the sense that regional coordinators were observed still trying to engage people to attend gatekeeper training workshops. They were actively trying to get organizations and even municipalities to donate or sponsor seats to get community members engaged in training. They spent significant time marketing. I observed some of them reading marketing books or delivering brochures and so on, even though some of them talked about how that really wasn't comfortable for them to be a marketer per se. So there was this tension, this push-pull, if you will, between trying to create these pathways for communities to engage, for them to have hope and healing and so on, at the same time trying to engage them in training in order to meet these targets. Our time with the four regional coordinators really taught us about this idea of community readiness and how at the outset of the initiative, there really wasn't much attention given towards where each community was in relation to the topic of suicide and suicide prevention. And so there's different levels, if you will, of readiness. As well, we learned a lot about this work around generating pathways towards helping, that perhaps there were different activities, such like the lantern walk I mentioned, that were designed to bring people together around the topic of suicide. And that even while all this was occurring, there was still this effort to sell or market the gatekeeper training workshops themselves and get people into those seats. And what additionally stands out for us is the lay of the land, the geographical context, and the timing in which this initiative was unfolding.